if you are not bound to the service of anyone, and thus enjoy all the freedom necessary for spiritual practice, seize this opportunity without further delay, and devote all your energy to the supreme path. Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche. Ask yourself how many of the billions of inhabitants of this planet realize how rare it is to have been born a human being. How many of those who realize this think of using that chance to practice the Dharma? How many of these actually start to practice? How many of those who start continue to practice? How many of those who continue attain ultimate realization? The number of those who attain ultimate realization is like the number of stars you can see at daybreak compared to the number you can see on a clear night. We need to be born a human being, as this is the only state of existence in which there is enough suffering to give us an acute desire to be free from samsara, yet not so much suffering that we no longer have the opportunity to free ourselves through the practice of Dharma. If we do not make use of the precious opportunity of a human existence, we cannot but go downward like a stone rolling down a hill. Jamgon Kontra Lodro Taye. Getting butter from milk is only possible because milk already contains cream. No one ever made butter by churning water. The prospector looks for gold in rocks and not in wood chips. Likewise, the quest for perfect enlightenment only makes sense because Buddha nature is already present in every being. Without that nature, all efforts would be futile. Sechen Gyaltsa. You might ask, if the nature of Buddhahood is in me, why can't I perceive it right away? It is because, like gold hidden in its matrix, that nature is hidden by the tendencies we have accumulated since time immemorial, tendencies that have themselves been created by mental poisons and then reinforced by the actions that those disturbances have produced. It says in The Praise of the Ultimate Dimension, the brilliance of the sapphire is always there, ready to manifest, but does not appear while the sapphire remains embedded in its matrix. The ultimate dimension is immaculate, but remains hidden under the thick veil of confusion. Its brightness cannot manifest in samsara, the world of suffering, but is revealed in nirvana, the state beyond suffering. You might also wonder if it is possible that all beings, even dogs or pigs, have deep in their consciousness the many qualities of Buddhahood, such as the 10 strengths. Those qualities are in fact present in the potential for enlightenment of all living beings. The fundamental nature of consciousness and its attributes cannot be separated, just as fire cannot be separated from heat. But these qualities are not manifest. It is like a sword whose sharpness remains invisible while the blade is in its sheath, or like a mirror which has the capacity to reflect shapes and colors, but not while it remains in darkness. The qualities of enlightenment are inherent in consciousness, but can remain invisible for a long time. The ultimate nature of mind, emptiness endowed with the qualities of supreme enlightenment, is always present in us, but remains latent until we recognize it and become familiar with it. It is not enough to intellectually understand the nature of mind. We have to get rid of the veils that obscure it. And the best way to do so is to generate the bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, which is the supreme intention to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. That is the only way to discover true enlightenment, or in other words, to become Buddha. Jigme Khyentse Rinpoche. Advice for a basket weaver. Some people say they have no purpose in life, yet they definitely have at least one. They want to be happy, just like all beings. We all want to be happy. This feeling is the basic and fundamental sign that we have a potential within us, a richness to be exploited. No one, deep down inside, really wants to suffer. Even if a masochist says he likes to suffer, it is only because it gives him pleasure. To feel responsible for our loved ones is commendable, but we have the ability to open our mind and accept the responsibility for infinite beings. Why limit our deep sense of tenderness?